The ideological battle within the Democratic Party on full display yet again. Democratic Socialist candidate ousts another sitting Democrat in Congress. NTD's Melina Weisskopf has key takeaways from Colorado's primary elections.
Longtime Democrat Congresswoman Diana DeGette from Colorado is the latest target from the far left of the Democratic Party. Yesterday, the Congresswoman who has served here in the House for the past 29 years lost her seat to the Democratic Socialist candidate, Malat Kiros. Kiros previously commented that the massacre of Israeli civilians on October 7th was the inevitable consequence of apartheid. House Republicans this week warning about the dangerous rhetoric from far-left candidates like her.
We've watched members of their coalition say Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East, doesn't have the right to exist.
Kiros' win is the latest in a string of victories for the Democratic Socialist movement in America that's led to the ousting of several Democrat incumbents here in Congress over the past few weeks. House Minority Leader and Democrat Leader Hakeem Jeffries, when asked about this trend, told reporters this.
Ultimately, it'll be in the hands of the people of Denver, but the reality is we have an unsettled electoral environment.
Another progressive candidate, State Representative Manny Rutnall in Colorado's 8th District, won the Democratic primary, nudging past a moderate state lawmaker. Rutnall will now face Republican incumbent Congressman Gabe Evans in November.
The results tonight could not be more clear. Out-of-touch, far-left Democrats just nominated the most radical socialist Colorado has ever seen. Ban oil and gas. Ban natural gas stoves.
This is one of the most purple districts in the nation, and Democrats are eyeing it as a pickup opportunity for November. House Speaker Mike Johnson telling reporters on Tuesday that the contrast for voters couldn't be more clear.